Welcome to The Dad Zone, a podcast dedicated to inspiring homeschool dads, promoting healthy family dynamics, and preserving the freedom to homeschool. Now, here are your hosts, Joshua Sugata and Kevin Lawrence.
Welcome to The Dad Zone. My name is Joshua Sugata, and I am completely blessed and honored to be sitting here with Kevin Lawrence as we have this deep desire just to inspire men, defend the right to homeschool. We also want to encourage men and take an active role in homeschooling. And finally, we would hope that we can communicate the importance to lead and protect our families when it comes to homeschooling. We're glad to be here and know that you will find that we are just two different dads from two different backgrounds. And even though we may agree on some core principles, we homeschool in very, very different ways.
Absolutely. Hey, Josh, glad to be in studio with you. This is good, man.
This should be a lot of fun.
First episode out the door. This is going to be a good time today. And we are two different guys, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Yeah, and that's one thing that, Kevin and I, it's not like we've been lifelong friends, which I thought would be a great co-host because we're familiar with each other. We got to know each other through a community group. Mm-hmm. And our families just started hanging out as well. And so,
I think that when you and I met, we came together and we saw that both you and I had a passion for not just homeschool, but for dads to be involved in homeschool, not just be involved, but to understand and see the key need for dads to have that leadership position.
Absolutely.
From homeschool. Right. Yeah. And you and I have spent a lot of time talking about it. Mm-hmm. And we just wanted to get on here and reach out to men overall and say, dads, not only are you important, a high level of success with homeschooling, with the family, with your wife, with the kids is on dad, just stepping in and making it happen.
Yeah, because I think I would agree in the sense that I think a lot of men that we've encountered, whether it's through the convention or community group, they have that desire. I think most men do. They're just not certain of how to get there or what to do or specific steps that they can take. And so through our conversation, we have this desire of producing tangible, realistic hopes and steps that we can take as men that can keep this in the forefront of our mind and not be so overwhelming.
No, that's a good point. Like, where do you go? My joke is, when I come home sometimes and I don't know where to stand. I've got kids at home and dogs and, I walk in and my wife is already in her day and the rhythm was going on. I walk in, I'm not sure where to go, And I think that's kind of the joke where guys get their man cave. They go out to the garage, they go to their, whatever. I have an office. I work out of my home in my office and I find that I end up in that office a lot, even if I'm not, quote, working. I'm in there doing whatever I need to do that I realize, I haven't seen my kids in a couple hours. I should poke my head out. Because there's this just dynamic of moms and kids and everything they're doing. And when you're a homeschool dad, it's easy to find yourself just kind of not sure where do you fit into that, right? And if a man doesn't know where he fits, he's going to most likely just kind of stay out of the way, right? And you and I are here to say, dads, not only do you fit, but, you and I are going to make some pretty outlandish claims, I think, Josh. Like stuff like I'm about ready to say, not only do dads fit, the family is looking to dad to provide that leadership in the homeschool experience.
Absolutely. And there's that danger when you pull away like that, like you mentioned, that you can easily use the phrase, and it's one of those, I don't know what you call those, not a pet peeve, but like an alarm when I hear this phrase, when someone says, oh, that's her thing.
Yeah.
When you hear a dad say, and I'm just like, oh, and I get it. And I'm not faulting anyone, and that's not the point. We're not here to shame people. But that's what I think. I'm like, well, no, exactly what you're saying. That's not a her thing.
Right.
That's a our we. And if anything, if you're going to serve as a business leader of your home, that's a me thing as well.
Okay. So two things. You just said that's a her thing. The first thing that went through my mind was that's not my job.
Yes.
Now, have you ever been in the workforce, right? And corporate. Somebody says, hey, let's get this done. It needs to happen. And someone looks at you and goes, well, that's not my job.
Yeah.
Personally, it just grates me. I really
great customer
can't
service.
Stand. Great. Yeah, well, that's good answer at work.
That's
not cook's my
job.
Yeah. It's like, well, how about we get it done and solve their problem later? But then you just tied in, you just say the business leader of your home.
Yeah.
Now, that's an interesting concept. We're not going to unpack that today. Right. We got another direction we're going, but I want our dads who are listening to stay tuned into the podcast, all the episodes we roll out, because we're going to be talking about how does a dad, because we're talking about your positioning in the home with homeschooling, but how does a dad look at the family as from a leadership standpoint through the homeschooling, even though he's not doing the what I call the heavy lifting, which is right. the day-to-day, you know,
the majority
nuts and bolts,
of the time.
The majority
Correct.
Of the time,
Correct.
We acknowledge moms are in there, ABCs, 1, 2, 3s, history, math. Dad might not be that primary person, but that doesn't mean he still doesn't have a strong leadership impact.
Absolutely.
And our whole business context, Josh, you and I had a conversation a while back about the concept of business, a little CEO, a little company.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to get into that today, but those are the kinds of concepts we'll be unpacking here in our Dad Zone podcast. So question though, Josh, and you and I, we do this as dads. We go, so how'd you start homeschooling?
Yeah.
You know, when we meet, the homeschool dads are like, so was it you? Was it her? Like, how did it get rolling for you?
Yeah, and I think that's a great first question just for anyone in general, because I know for men, you know, we talk about walking side by side. You know, Kevin, you and I have talked about where we didn't want to do a podcast saying, hey, we have all the answers. Like, this is something, you know, we are
absolutely
by no means, we're not saying we do all this perfectly. But I think when we get in public with men in particular, one of the first questions we ask is, well, what is your job? What do you do? And we find identity in that. And so to translate in the homeschool world, it's kind of like, how did you start? It is a decent foundation. It's good, but you got to go deeper, because I think for men, in being a leader, oftentimes we think, well, if I ask someone or admit that I don't know how to do this, I'm showing weakness.
Sure.
And so,
absolutely.
Especially when it comes to homeschooling, where you're not going to find, or I should say, it's very rare you'd ever find a program called like Mentoring Dads.
Yeah.
Because as men, I'm, you know, Kevin, I'm like, so Kevin, there's, I see a lot of great qualities in you, and I just want to emulate that. So would you do a podcast with me? Like, that's not how it went. It was like, hey, man, you look like you need an extra project, so why don't we come do this together? But through doing this together, we're able to collaborate. And so my story, yeah, it is a little different. So that's a great place I'd like to recommend for anyone to start. For Stacey and I, we were both in public education. So I was a junior high teacher in public ed, high school administrator. My wife and I met. She was in the same district. She was kindergarten, first grade. And way back before we even had kids, she was doing a Bible study with one of her co-teachers. Mm-hmm. And through this Bible study, she mentioned, she said, hey, Josh, I've realized that I God, you know, part of my purpose of being here on earth is to be a stay-at-home mom. And we didn't even have kids. So in my mind, I'm not thinking, oh, yeah, I would love to be a single-income family. You know, like I'm just in my, I'm like, okay, we don't have kids. Great. This is a cool little, you know, trend or fad or whatever. It'll be gone, right? So fast forward a couple of years later, we end up giving, you know, she gives birth to our oldest. And so I'm thinking, okay, you know, you're sleep deprived. You're like, okay, well, that conversation is never going to come up again.
Right,
but sure enough, it kept coming up and up and up. And I was like, well, that was always a fear for me. I was like, how in the world could we manage in the world today with just on a single income? Mm-hmm. You know, especially if I'm in education. So
right, because it doesn't pay very much, does it?
Oh, yeah.
But homeschool pays so much more.
Exactly. Yeah, doubled my salary for my homeschool admin last year, as the year before. So so when it came to, we had some amazing people that God had just placed in our lives that were homeschooling, whether it was family members or our Bible study leaders, our family group leaders, you know, through our church. And homeschooling had changed a lot over the years, as you've experienced, way different than when I was a little kid. So when it kept coming up, God was conditioning us and preparing us in the sense that my wife, we were at visiting her family in Parker, Arizona. So if you sneeze, you'll miss it. Parker and Bouse. So we're there at our grandmother's church in the middle of this sidewalk ministry presentation. The lady doing this presentation stops and points right at Stacey and says, I'm sorry, but I'm supposed to tell you this. You're supposed to do something in a much smaller environment with kids than what you're doing now. Little did she know that we were praying through, does she leave the classroom, come home?
Wow. Okay.
So kind of,
a lot of confirmation from God is what I'm hearing.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then placing people in our lives where we're like, hey, this is normal. They're normal. This is fun. They're fun.
Yeah.
Their kids turned out okay.
Because all the kids in public education are so normal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's for another time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's reasons I could say, you know, in being in public education, when it came up, my perspective might be different. In the I would never, ever bash the public education system.
Ever.
That is not my goal. I still have, dear, sweet friends that are in public ed. And I had a great experience, you know, the time, you know, years I was in there, and I don't regret that at all. But I knew what was being, you know, taught to us and shown to us. When my wife started pursuing it on her own, I'm going to be honest about that. I wasn't the one that went out and said, okay, you want to do this? I'm going to research all this and let you know how it is.
Yeah, you're not the guy going, yes, honey, go
yeah,
do it.
Here's
make
a community
reality.
Group. Go yeah. get involved. Like that was, she started pursuing that on her own. And I know that's a little different than your story. And so, which I'm excited to hear everyone to get to know you on that one. But when she would invite me to go, I knew it was something that was important to her. So I wanted to go and check
this
out.
Your wife.
Yeah,
you got
love
a supporter.
My wife,
so you'll go see it. When was it? So, and by the way, for our listeners, you have two beautiful daughters, right?
I do.
And
yes,
you're blessed by that. And where can you pinpoint a minute before we move into my story? Can you pinpoint where that moment was, or maybe a couple of series of two or three things that happened that you finally like flipped that switch and said, I'm in?
Yeah. Great one. Good question. And for me, it was when we went to an open house for a community group that my wife was checking out their park day. She'd been going to the park days, which you didn't have to be a member to go. And to this day, you still don't. And she was just checking out this community and would meet other moms during the work day when I'm at work.
Uh-huh.
And then she was home and she would start telling me about these people. And I'm just hearing stories. I'm like, oh, great. Okay, that's wonderful. And then she goes, you know what? They have an open house.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to come check this out. And so for me, I was like, you know, all my stereotypes of homeschooling went with me.
All the women, head to neck denim jumpers, right?
So, yeah. So
kids that can't talk or look at you in the eye, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And so you'll have the kid over in the corner in the fetal position rocking back and forth.
Eating their boogers,
or maybe that was my classroom. I don't know. No, totally kidding. But I show up to this event, and it was the most well-done, professional. We had, there were sports clubs that were showing up. So if your kids wanted to do, football or soccer, there was curriculum represented as, here's a little thing, how to get started. Here's what our group looks like. This is why we were formed as a group. And so if you want to be a member, here's what the deal, here's the bottom line, here's what it costs, and things like that. And so meeting people and seeing, like there were, I met police officers' families. I met people that were professors. I met stay-at-home, homeschool moms, and then the husbands couldn't be like such a wide variety. I was like, wow, this is really really neat
from all different
system.
Walks of life,
absolutely.
Different backgrounds.
Yeah,
kids weren't eating their boogers. Everyone, well, maybe they were. Depends how old they are.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, you you look at your kid and you think, my kid's a genius. Can you believe? like they're 3 years old. They stacked that block of Legos, and then they turn around and chop it on their fingers up their nose, and you're like, or not.
Yeah.
So. No, kids are great, but I'm glad that you pointed out that we're not here. This podcast is designed. Let's talk about what it's designed to do.
Yeah.
It's designed to encourage men and dads to step into that leadership role in their family and to let them know, whether it's said out loud or not, their wives, their children want them to be in that leadership place.
Absolutely.
Okay. And you don't have to go to work, show up every day at the kitchen table and do the actual work for them to see that leadership you're taking and to follow dad through this homeschool experience. There's mm-hmm. ways you can be strategic about it and your leadership presence still be felt. We want to encourage dads to step into that. Now, with that said, we're going to do a little compare contrast because mm-hmm. there's a lot of different systems out there to educate. A mm-hmm. lot of people don't know that. They think there's only one way to educate kids, and that's sending little Johnny to public school and kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about that in future episodes too. So yeah, we're here to encourage not equip necessarily, but I guess kind of try to equip. We're going to have dads from different backgrounds and moms on the podcast. It's going to be really good for dads. We want them to know that God's got a specific role for them in their homeschool experience.
Yeah. And I love how you pointed out, a lot of people think there's only one way to do this. And so I think there's a little catchphrase, if you will, that you and I come back to a lot that I think you'll probably hear us say on the show, which is not right, not wrong, just different.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're talking about a lot of these things, like Kevin does stuff as a family, we're getting into his story in just a second here. He's going to lead his family differently than I do. And we're not saying, hey, Kevin's way is better, or my way is better. The Sagrada way is better, because that's the beauty.
You do say that off mic.
That's
okay.
A whole separate
on mic,
thing.
Front. Behind the mic, you're trying to get me on your way, but go ahead.
And that's just because your personality, Kevin. That's it.
Yeah.
Coming out.
No, okay, seriously.
So when
we
go through this, we might not see eye to eye on everything, but it's okay. It's a conversation. It's a discussion.
Absolutely.
And we're not discussing moral absolutes.
Yeah.
We're not trying to use social issues to justify anything. Like that's not the point. And so I am curious though, Kevin. So my story was kind of like my wife got kind of nudged and encouraged, but I didn't shut her down.
Right.
And to my surprise, I was blown away with a world that I didn't even know existed. It mm-hmm. was there. And as soon as we were on board, my goodness, God has blessed us so much. He's provided, you know, financially
amazing, isn't
amazing
it?
Ways. We've been, you know, I don't feel like my kids are missed out like on the sports, you know, or just whatever, like things that they want to do. We're still, God's always provided. But I feel like it's just one of those things where I had to get to the point where, okay, we're trusting you, God, with this. I don't have all the answers. My wife doesn't have all the answers. But through this and through the community, like, I really feel like we've just made some connections that we're just better off as a family, all in
well,
all.
Quality of life has gone up, no
much
doubt.
Higher. Absolutely.
And my story is so different from yours, Josh. Yeah. You know, most of the, and I'll say this, most homeschool families are start with the moms. The moms lead the charge, so to speak.
I would agree.
And dads follow. Sometimes they go kicking and screaming. You know, sometimes they're more like you, or they go, okay, I'll check it out. Or sometimes it's, honey, whatever you want to do, that's fine. And
you keeping the peace.
Keep the peace. I'll just go to work and you take care of the kids. Yeah. Mine was completely different. I was the dad that went, we need to homeschool our kids. Yeah. And I literally scared my wife. Yeah. My wife, Lori, we've been married for 16 years. So we've been at this homeschool thing a lot of years. And when we first started, she was like, no, I don't think so. What are you thinking? But here was several things that I ran up against right now. As being an entrepreneur, I'm a small business owner. I don't have a schedule, a Monday through Friday, 9-to-5 type schedule, right? My workflow is a lot different. I work from home. And to be honest, I was kind of frustrated at the public school system as not what they do. I mean, thank God kids can go get education, but it was their schedule. You know what I mean? Our oldest son had at the time he was in first grade, and gosh, you know, all this school here, you got to be here, got to be here, got to be here. And I was just a little frustrated with that, with our schedule, because I like to move my family around when I want to. And I thought, you know what, there's some things I saw in the classroom that just really weren't excited to me. The use of time, for an example. Mm-hmm. And we've got 25, 30 kids in there, and God bless them. And I love teachers, by the way. I want to go on record. My heart goes out to teachers in the public school, private school, charter school, whatever school system. Yeah. And they're giving their all to these children. But the system is challenging, to say the least.
Absolutely.
So I just said, hey, you know what? I think that if we homeschool, that our son could get just as quality education, learn just as much, in less time, actually, with fewer distractions. And I scared my wife a little bit. And I said, why don't we do this? Let's go ahead and research. Maybe there's some homeschool stuff in the state of Arizona. Find out what's out there. So Lori got online. And, you know, we're talking 12, 13 years ago, right?
So much changed since then, even. So even back then, it would be more intimidating.
Well, it was more intimidating and less resources,
no doubt. Yeah.
Not as many communities.
And as a wife, she's probably hearing when you say, hey, guess what? It's like, guess what you're going to do now?
Oh, yeah. Well, our oldest son was in third grade. Yeah, so everyone's like, you're doing what? And like, yes, we're pulling him out of public school. You're freaks. I'm like, well, okay, you know. Yeah. And
you're so, like, thanks, Mom.
Yeah, right. So I did have a base of homeschool when I was a kid, because my dad was a preacher and a minister and evangelist and missionary, and he started Christian schools.
Okay.
And he moved up to Canada. My folks are from the States, but when I was before I was born, they moved to Canada, started a Christian school. I was born in Canada, and then they would travel a lot. So I kind of had a hybrid of a real small private Christian school, but then the times we were traveling, my mom was my teacher. So we had homeschool curriculum to fill in the gaps. So it wasn't totally foreign to me. Completely foreign to my wife. And so when I said, you can do this, honey, she looked at me and goes, you know, I tell people when I say we homeschool, and by we, I mean my wife. But
oh, I've learned that about you.
Yeah. When I say we, what I mean is you. So we went to, she found AFI, Arizona Family Home Educators, and they have a convention every year. And the AFI convention we went to 2008-ish, 8 or 9 or something like that, or 7. And we went to that AFI homeschool convention, and it was like drinking from a fire hydrant. And we walked the exhibit floor with all the curriculum. Just, I walked in there and I thought, there's no way we could do worse if whatever grading system the state requires, you know, we can't go below that, because there's so many options for curriculum, math and science and history and ways to teach your children. And we just went, you know what? That's going to be our way out, I think, or our way into this, not out, but our way in. And we start looking for communities, and we just made a commitment. And it's something that I want to bring as I wrap my story up here and bring it back to you, Josh, is you said that you were concerned about that single income, but you had a confirmation from God that this was the direction you're going to go. And he has made sure that you and your family has been taken care of since. And that has happened for Lori and I. Mm-hmm. And I said, you can stay home with the kids. I'm going to, you know, continue working, and we're not going to depend on your income. And God has honored that, and God has blessed that. We haven't missed anything. We've had two children, so a total of three kids, and our two younger ones were born into the system, as I say it, in our homeschool system. Mm-hmm. And they don't know any different. They were born into homeschool, and we just kept going. And here we are 12 years later, and we have one going into high school now, one still in seventh grade. And for the foreseeable future, we'll take them right up into college age. So, yeah. Totally different story, man. You have a different approach than I did.
Yeah, and it was really neat because actually Kevin and I met at the AFI convention.
We did,
and so that was
Your wife and my wife became friends, and then my wife's like, you got to meet Stacy's husband, Josh. And I'm like, oh, gosh, okay. So, really? Who's this guy? And then here we are. We became fast friends. And
yeah, so I think it was my first year I spoke at the convention. It was a session called How to Grunt, G-U-R-N-T, like every man should. And you and your son were in the session before, and you were headed out.
I had met you before that.
We met before that.
So you don't remember. You're an important guy.
Yeah, that's right. No, I remember.
You meet a lot of people, Josh. You're an important guy. You have a high rank, you know. You're making things happen. You're a mover and shaker.
I know,
you don't remember little guys like me. But it's okay.
But close.
Whatever. It's, you know, we're friends now. We're here.
Yeah.
So it's good.
And so you had shared that you were interested in the topic and you weren't sure if you could make it back. And then you and Ryan hung out.
Yeah, my kids were in there. And yeah.
And so when I met Kevin's family, their kids started hanging out and got along. And so you've roped us into so many different things.
I made you spend money in areas you didn't know existed.
Phoenix Girls Course, the swim team.
It's all good. It's all good, man.
But then
the thing is, with this not right, not wrong, just different. Here's what we're getting at, my friends, is Josh comes at it from a different perspective, getting involved with homeschool, and they run it different than my family. Lori and I came at it a different way, you know? But here's what we know and what we've learned is there's no wrong way to homeschool. There's no right way to homeschool. In other words, we're not talking moral absolutes. We're not talking sin. We're not talking, what murder is. We're not talking, though, lying, cheating, sinning. Those are character, moral, absolute issues. What we're talking about is how you go about doing what you do and the results you get. The reality is it's not right, not wrong, just different. And Josh, you gave a talk about that. Mm-hmm. And when we come into homeschool, we want to tell dads, you can't homeschool the wrong way. What's important, though, is to get started.
Yeah.
Get with your wife and start talking about a plan that's going to work. Now, if you're already homeschooling, there's always ways you can improve too.
Absolutely.
So just get started having that conversation, right?
Mm-hmm. Having that ownership and letting your wife know you're there to support her, whatever your family dynamics. Mm-hmm. And I love how you made it flexible. You appreciate the flexibility. For us, that's what it's become. And mm-hmm. that is interesting because you approached it that way. Hey, I wanted to, which makes sense being an entrepreneur. For me, it was like I was used to the regimen and set schedule, but I cannot tell you how much I appreciate the flexibility with homeschooling, what it means for our family.
Yeah. Well, and as we unpack in more episodes, I'll tell you about how I had to get deinstitutionalized because you talk about the quote unquote flexibility. I was pretty rigid when I started homeschool.
Yeah, well, you kind of have to be. Yeah.
And when we started, I'll tell you, we didn't. It looks completely different a dozen years later.
Yeah.
Again, not right or wrong, but we had to figure out what works best for our family, no doubt. So, hey, friends, you've been listening to Kevin Lawrence and Josh Sugata. On behalf of everyone here at the Dad Zone, I just want to thank you for listening and be sure to tune in to our next episode. Hey, and make sure you stay around till the very end of the podcast after the music to catch the bad dad joke of the day. So AFI is grateful for the partnerships we have in our community, and these relationships really help us serve homeschooling families all year long. One such partner is Grand Canyon University, whose generous support has provided the opportunity for us to bring you this podcast. And dads, I want you to remember, you always make an impact. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to The Dad Zone. Be sure to check out afi.org/dads to subscribe and view even more resources. That's afhe.org/dad.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes, Josh.
What's the difference between a poorly dressed man on a tricycle and a well-dressed man on a bicycle?
I don't know, Josh. What is the difference between a well-dressed man on a bicycle and a poorly dressed man on a tricycle?
Attire.